أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن، إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم، إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. ربكم أعلم بكم، إن يشأ يرحمكم أو إن يشأ يعذبكم، وما أرسلناك عليهم وكيلا. وربك أعلم بمن في السماوات والأرض، ولقد فضلنا بعض النبيين على بعض، وآتينا داود زبورا. قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دونه فلا يملكون كشف الضر عنكم ولا تحويلا. أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب، ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه، إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا. وإن من قرية إلا نحن مهلكوها قبل يوم القيامة أو معذبوها عذابا شديدا، كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا.
And say to my servants, say those words that are best. Shaitan sows discord amongst them, and Shaitan is an open enemy to mankind. Your Rabb knows best about you. If He pleases, He will bestow you with mercy or with punishment, and we haven't sent you responsible over them. The Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, in the process of calling people to Allah Ta'ala, then only those words that are best, approaches that are best, and words that are best must be used. And one should understand that Allah Ta'ala knows us best. When He knows us best, then He knows who's going to receive Hidayat and who is not going to receive Hidayat. We aren't going to change anything. Everything has been decreed, and Allah Ta'ala knows about those whom He's going to bestow with His mercy, and who is the one that is going to be deprived. But in the process of you calling people to Allah Ta'ala, then use the method and the words that are best. Don't move away from the path of excellence, the path that is best. Because if you're going to move from that path, it would seem as though you feel that you are responsible for Hidayat. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. We haven't sent you responsible for them. Number two, if you're going to be using harsh words and an aggressive style, then remember Shaitan, he looks for these type of opportunities to sow discord amongst yourselves. And وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And your Rabb knows best of all those that are in the heavens and the earth. And we had bestowed additional favors to some anbiya over others. And we had also bestowed the Zabur to Dawud alayhi salam. Say to the mushriks, those false gods that you call on, قُلِ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ. Those false gods that you claim are your gods, call on them for help. فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الدُّرْ. They don't have the power to remove any trouble and distress, nor do they have the power to change it. These false gods that you call upon, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ. These gods that you call upon, that means the malaika and the Christians, Isa alayhi salam. So these gods that you call upon, they themselves desire for means of access to their Rabb, whom of them is closer to Allah Ta'ala. They desire to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who of them can come closer. And all the time they hope the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and fear His punishment. For the punishment of your Rabb is something to be careful about. And there is not a single town, but we will punish them before the day of Qiyamah, or we will destroy them. And this has been already recorded in the book, in the Lawh Mahfuz. So these gods that you are worshipping, these people that you are worshipping, sometimes it's Malaika, and sometimes it is Anbiya, Isa alayhi salam. Then they themselves are looking for access and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they remain constantly in the state of fear and hope. And this is the state that every Muslim must remain in between fear and hope. If there is a balance in fear and hope, and the balance is maintained, then the person goes right. But if there is an imbalance, then he is not moving straight, and he doesn't move consistently in the path of deen. So for him to be moving consistently, for him to move correctly and progress correctly, he needs to have a good balance between both fear and hope. And we do not refrain from sending miracles, but the former people had rejected Anbiya and their messages, and we had bestowed to the Thamud the camel, the she camel, that was the miracle that they had asked for, to open their eyes, to give them some sight and vision. But they had treated it incorrectly, and we only send these miracles to warn. وَإِذْكُلْنَا لَكَ, and remember the time your Rabb had told you that your Rabb surrounds people from all sides, and the vision that we had shown you on the occasion of Mi'raj was only as a trial for mankind, as well as the cursed tree that is mentioned in the Quran. All this has been mentioned and shown to you as a trial to mankind. Who are those that will listen to the story of Mi'raj, that in a small portion of the night, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had traveled to Baytul Muqaddas, and from there to the seven heavens and above. So who are those people that will remain firm upon their faith, and who will follow their own reasoning and brains, and reject Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So these are done only as a trial, and we warn them, and our warning only increases their transgression. They become more and more inordinate in their transgression. They're moving away from the right. And behold, we had commanded the Malaika bow down to Adam alayhi salam. Then all of them bowed except for Iblis. And he said, should I bow down for the one you have made out of clay? And do you see the one that you have honored over me? If you grant me respite till the day of Qiyamah, then I will bring all of them under my sway, except for a few. So Shaitan had refused to bow down and submit himself only on account of him not receiving a certain position. He wanted to be recognized above everybody else. And when Allah Ta'ala had declared that Adam al-Islam is going to be receiving this position, then he couldn't withstand this, he couldn't see this. And then he vows to Allah Ta'ala that this person that you have honored over me, have given him a position over me, then I will bring all of them under my sway. I'll lead them to the path of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala says, go your way. Then whoever of them will follow you, then Jahannam is their complete recompense. May Allah give us tawfiq.